Under intense pressure from the independent commission investigating the September 11th terrorist attacks, the White House last evening relented and released the text of a classified briefing document on al-Qaeda given to President Bush the month before the attacks. The briefing, titled Bin Laden Determined to Strike in U.S., was delivered by a CIA official to the president at his Crawford, Texas ranch on August 6, 2001. In testimony before the 9/11 commission this past week, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said the president requested the briefing on al-Qaeda after several months of threat reports about a potential terrorist attack. David Sanger is a White House correspondent for the New York Times, and he joins us this morning in the studio. Hi, David.
Good morning, Leanne.
Condoleezza Rice characterized the August 6, 2001 briefing as being historical in nature. Does that square with what's in the document?
It squares with everything in the document except two sentences. There is one part in the document that describes a FBI investigation into alleged surveillance of Federal Plaza in New York in May of 2001, or just a few months before the briefing was given. And that issue was unresolved at the time that the president received the report, although later on it was just attributed to tourism. There's also reference to a relatively recent threat that was delivered to the American embassy in the United Arab Emirates that said that bin Laden would try to strike within the United States. So there were two relatively recent pieces of intel.
Is there any information in the briefing that points directly to the September 11th attacks that could have been used to prevent them?
Well, the White House argument last night, Leanne, was that, in fact, there was nothing in this report that ultimately turned out to be linked to September 11th. That's not really the right question to ask, because when they got this report, of course, nobody knew that September 11th was going to happen on September 11th or any other day. The one line in the report that I think you're likely to hear the most about in coming days as this debate goes is in the second-to-last paragraph, which reads, "Nevertheless, FBI information since that time," meaning since 1998, "indicates patterns of suspicious activity in this country consistent with preparations for hijackings or other types of attacks, including recent surveillance of federal buildings in New York." So what do we have here? We certainly have the who. We have part of the where, because it mentions New York, and another part of the intelligence report mentions Washington. We don't have very specifically the how, other than the fact that a hijacking might be involved, but explosives might be involved.
Have you learned anything about whether the president followed up on any of the claims that were made in the briefing?
It doesn't appear that he did. It appears that he was told at the time that these two incidents I described, the Federal Plaza one and the UAE one, were being investigated by the FBI and the CIA. And when I've asked whether or not there was any request by the president for any specific follow-up, we didn't hear much. And I was down in Crawford about 2 weeks later, and I would have to say the president was probably at the most relaxed I've ever seen him. He was around the ranch. He did not appear at the time to be particularly concerned. Now, on the other hand, he keeps a pretty good poker face.
What has the White House been saying about the document since its release?
They turned out a fact sheet about the release. The fact sheet was about twice as long as the intelligence report itself. And the essence of it was the argument that there was nothing in here related to September 11th. What it doesn't address is whether, had these things been pursued more vigorously, they might have tripped across, and the important word here is tripped because it would have taken some luck, some other members of the conspiracy. And you know, Leanne, the remarkable thing as you follow this whole investigation is how close they were at so many moments after the Cole investigation in some of these other incidents to getting these guys, and didn't quite get there.
And briefly, David, how unprecedented is the release of this kind of briefing while a president is still in office?
We can't find an example of a release of a PDB while a president was still in office. There were some around the Johnson concerning the Johnson administration, but only after he had left office, Leanne.
David Sanger is a White House correspondent for the New York Times. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
For a full text of the August 2001 President's Daily Brief, please visit our website at npr.org.